This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Good afternoon. Yes, and business first of all. This programme is coming to you live and for free. If you like what you hear on Resonance, please do support us by setting up a regular donation. That's the best way to help us make long-term plans to maintain our community radio facilities and to support our many broadcasters, such as myself. Please visit fundraiser.resonance.fm and set up a regular donation. This is all by way of saying that the annual fundraiser starts on the 1st of February and runs until the 10th of February. So there will be, during that week, the first, well, that's a long week, during that period, there will be efforts to raise £100,000 by various means, an auction and, events, film screenings even, all sorts of stuff. So do try and take part or just pitch some money into the bucket. Thank you. Okay, that was a Ron Geesin track. And I was recently in Brussels, Belgium, and there we visited a vast pop-up museum, if there can be such a thing as a pop-up museum. It is a temporary space in the old Citroën garage, which is some vast 1930s construction. No longer in use. Looks like it might have been still used to store cars for a number of years, but it's a bit sort of on the scale of Tate Modern, this huge 1930s industrial space, which has been filled with works by artists, sort of in collaboration with the Pompidou Centre, it looks like. And there is something slightly kind of, what's the word? I don't know. I don't know what the word is. There's something about it which is a bit at odds, shall we say, because here we have this industrial space which has been hardly renovated at all. It still looks like an old disused garage, but right in the middle of it was a gift shop, like a bit like the Pompidou gift shop, sort of selling jewellery and bags and things like that. I suppose it's, what is this, industrial chic or something. Kind of put me in mind of the reverse of that was when Michael Landy set up his self-destructive machine in the middle of the Louis Vuitton shop on Bond Street. That's sort of like doing things the other way around. So the Citroën garage had a gift shop in the middle of it, whereas the Louis Vuitton shop had a self-destructive machine in it. It was interesting space. Francis Alice was showing a series of videos on the top floor of children's games, which was fascinating. And then down throughout the building, one sort of wandered down through the cloakrooms and the toilets and the locker rooms. And in the locker room was, and yes, it isn't there anymore, an untitled piece, 2018, by a Moroccan artist called Younes Baba Ali. Younes Baba Ali seeks to mirror the conditioned reflexes brought about by living in society and underlines their dysfunctions. He proposes a creation in situ in the former cloakroom of the Citroën garage that intermingles the building's past and future. The artist resuscitates the place by giving life back to its lockers, which appear to claim an existence of their own. Ideal tools of metamorphosis, they are witnesses of the garage's collective and labour history and signs of its future transformation into a museum. Born in, I think that's Ouidah probably, Morocco in 1986, Baba Ali lives and works between Brussels and Casablanca. This piece was amazing. It was a vast room full of the original sort of metal lockers, and I suppose a percentage of the lockers, maybe 20% of the lockers, had had some sort of mechanical device built into them so that the doors would open and close on their own. So it gave the impression of people opening and closing their lockers, even though the entire workforce haven't been there for about 30 years. And each of these doors makes a very distinctive creaking and scraping sound. So whilst they're all opening and closing, you get a sort of cacophony of creaking and scraping. I'm going to play that. I recorded a small section whilst walking around the locker room. And then after that, we'll be going into David Robiliard. Okay, that was Yunus Baba Ali. That was a recording I made in Brussels last week. And I've written some notes on a notepad, which seems to belong to somebody. I'm going to hand it over to him now. I think that's the idea. Okay, got it. All right, that was an untitled piece from 2018. Recorded in the Citroën garage in Brussels just a few days ago. And Yunus Baba Ali, a Moroccan artist, born 1986. Okay, slight hiccup there. Next, we have some poetry by English artist David Robiliard. David Robiliard's poetry comes from a quiet corner of a wry, singular soul, coded and knowing. Robiliard's poems throw a sideways glance at the night before. They shimmer with bitchy quips synonymous with the queer and mixed subculture of 1980s London. Pressed close to their surface, and we peer into a world of dingy pubs, Vauxhall's Market Tavern, or the Bell in King's Cross, we are reminded of the smell of stale cigarettes, warm beer, and the industrial din of Soft Cell's Tainted Love. For those tracking Robiliard's poetry through underground periodicals, such as The Fred, Square Peg, or outsized copies of The Manipulator, his presence on the scene would become all important. In 1987, the same year that Robiliard published his poetry book Swallowing Helmets, the biopic Prick Up Your Ears turned the spotlight on British author and playwright Joe Orton. This was a timely release given how Robiliard, who seemed to share more in common with Orton than his immediate contemporaries, would catch the mood of the day. And Robiliard's exhibitions, be they at Birch and Conran, Soho's L'Escargot restaurant, or London's Hippodrome, mattered, as did his poems. Robiliard was a phenomenon, not just in London, but also New York. After a posthumous showing at Herschel and Adler Modern in 1990. So the following comes, there's a CD which accompanies a book called The Yes-No Quality of Dreams by David Robiliard, and it has two long recordings on it. Each one is about 18 minutes with sequences of poems, some of which are just a few seconds long. So I shall play one side of that, which is about 18 minutes. In between the tracks, you hear the click of the recording device that Rabilliard uses. It sounds like a sort of a cassette player. Okay, so here we go. It's obviously just side A, it's as it says, The Yes-No Quality of Dreams by David Rabilliard.
I'm David Rabilliard, and this is about me, about the author. He's not married, doesn't have any children or pets or a semi-detached house, has absolutely no qualifications, and doesn't live in Surrey. Surrey! Monday morning blues. A couple of not tonight at Josephine's, and the weekend was over. Have a nice day. Don't crawl into accusations. Don't bang your head against a cliché. Have a nice day. A message for... It's about time you stopped admiring me from afar and gave me a big, fat kiss. Taking the King. First I was your man, then you fired me from a cannon, and here you are with another man, and here I am. Best wishes. May your sixes be as rounded as your nines. Instant husbands come in packets. Mistrust. Normality with its knickers down. Accidents will happen. No schizo counting the cost with a forward thrust. The birds go cheap as the stars count sheep. The bitter insider. Mind fast and furious. Feasts on the sweet and curious. You can only be God once a day. No beginning and no end. No love and no friends. Meanwhile, Mr. Wonderful weaves his way away. Crazy pavements. What shall I say? What shan't I say? Breezing in and wheezing out. Don't hang round long enough to become part of the wallpaper. Don't go to a cruel school. Nosy Mr. X is a con man. Heard the market my way. Why do I always end up at parties at dogs' homes? Extra, extra. No journey too long or short. All areas, anywhere, any time. People's urges driving them on in search of the lost chord. Wandering round the discos and clubs. Lust on the street. Stuck in the pub. Life floats on. And the things that shape people's minds give them the need to form relationships of very varying kinds. If all the loose connections were tired, what would happen reminds me of a telephone exchange, but we are people, and so it's always going to be a bit of a jumble. A tease. Don't wait up for me, darling. That's what he said, but I am waiting up. It's 4:00 in the morning. I'm really tired. But I just want to stay up until he comes. I'm sitting in the bathroom with the light off, looking down at the club below. There's such a beautiful porch down there. I can see to right by their lights. They seem void of custom now. Here's the door now. Help. I've gone into his bedroom now. He came in, but he wasn't alone. They both passed the room I was in. I said hello. Damn, they must think I'm mad. The other one particularly looks surprised. It's strange, I don't know what's going on, but I'm sitting here writing almost as calmly as I was a minute ago, looking out over the river. They're in the kitchen. Hello? The door has just slammed. Have I broken something up? He knew I was going to be here. No doubt he expected me to be asleep. Perhaps they intended to have sex in the bathroom. I hear a car start up and drive away. What happens now? The motel that cried. The motel that cried, cried because there was love in so few. Inevitable. Don't give me that Grecian pose with your greased back hair and your turned up nose. How can you compare with dark, sexy secrets shared in a stare? I'm not interested in... It's not you I'm interested in anyway. It's your mate. Yes, you. Come on, be a good chap. Come over here and sit on my lap. The fresh smell of your shirt makes me want to roll you in the dirt. You're a working classic. If we were undercovers, would we be lovers? I'll be your dolly if you'll be the mixture that I need. I'll be faithful if you want me to be, but I'll forget you exist if you want to be free. Make your mind up now, because we're running out of money and we're running out of time. Quick, let's go back to your place or mine. Our children are being sick on the bed. I knew if I went all hard luck story on you, you'd go away. Good, piss off. Because when I pass you things, you don't even look at me. If you were in on a Saturday night, I'd die of fright. Do you remember when we took the nipper on the duckling's clipper? Do people have to be warned when you're coming? Not even wanted when you're slumming. Is that the only time you come here and appreciate a warm homecoming? Anyway, as I said. Short stories. Treasure hunt on a small island. Come to dine. A face like yours should be seen on 1,000 shores. A face like yours would reach 1,000 shores. A face like yours and a face like mine at my place would be divine. Modern wife, it's all too much strain to be a mother of 4 young children and a speeding, crowded train. No messing with me. The minute you make me feel unnecessary, I'll disappear. It's not natural to be an accessory. Tidal surge. She moved and walked away. Everybody's eyes strained not to look, but like the tide, her pull could not be denied. Through the glass. Old man with arthritis wristband taps foot. Young man with hip fire gives blank look. Sees an even younger man in the next compartment, getting up to crazy antics to impress his friend. Unraveled mind. Unravel your mind, and of course you will find unraveled mind. Togetherness. Not now, dear. I've got things on my mind. Man of letters. I'm sitting in a pub, looking at B and C, oh so beautiful. Then along comes hideous D, who whisks them away. E sits by my side and bores me silly, while I wait for F, who's late. I've managed to get away from G, who's gone somewhere for the evening with H, while at the same time I miss I so much, it was far away and all alone. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U are not for me, and when I finish with F in a couple of hours, I'll be out trying to drag V, W, X, Y, Z to bed. Aubergine. Her name was Aubergine. She wanted the gold ring through which the human race officially springs. She wanted it to make it into an earring. Every inch a winner. It's a pity you're not gay, Marlene. It might help to stop you getting pregnant quite so often. Leave it out. I wish I could. There'd be no problem then. Hi, partner. You sneak out like you don't pay the rent. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with yourself? Living the words written between the lines. Shimmering Atlantis. A thought bubble in a pool of imagination. Having bold nights. Don't turn cold with fright. You next to me, you're like a bore. Bored and with a cold. Is it something I said? Was it that questionnaire you read? Must I celebrate life on my own? Card tricks. I see you're looking in at my card game, sitting out there on the bench in your leather jacket and jeans, me here with my beer belly and a handful of queens. Come in and I'll buy you some chips. Solo Enterprises. Standing here in the Punch and Judy, I looked on the wall at a glass case with 2 stuffed birds. I thought, my goodness, billed as a double act forever, stuck dead together in that glass. The one underneath looks like a kingfisher, looking up at the other one, which looks more kestrel-like, the aggressor, panther of prowess, or perhaps leopard would be more accurate, slender, aquiline. Nice atmosphere here, pleasant music. No working relationship. No feedback. Don't bother. That's right, forget it. I don't want to make music with you anymore. Go and play with yourself. Your timing was wrong. The idea was to have fun together, not to hurt each other. Let's face it, it's over. Why bother? With you, every avenue is full of cul-de-sacs. I find you hard to resist, even when I'm getting kissed by someone who is wonderful as well. You're my idea of heaven, and I love you like hell. The cat that looks away misses the prey. Hiding my happiness. If you're good enough for the insets, you're good enough for mine. Oh, thank goodness. Rent-a-crowd are here. My aura is stalling. Can even such a perfect web stray me into the right slot with the right person? My private hell is hiding my happiness. Warm company keeps you buoyant, waiting like a mouse to get into the feast. But there's a cat on the wall, and like poetry, waits for no one. But there's a dog on the ground, waiting for the cat to come down. Meanwhile, the fire roars. Fine glazed food, and not a few glazed eyes as conversation and fine wine flow. Lifestyle. I stand ready and waiting when the snow lies heavily on the graves, in the height of summer, like time itself. I wait the full circle of each year, watching for your entrance into my life, yours till it's over and out. At work. Oh, do stop trying to hypnotize each other with your beauty, you two. Come on, I want 9 inches between the screws on this box now. You're a troublemaker. Why? You're creating problems. Oh, very dull. Get out the pair of you, you're fired. Ours is a nice house. I'm decorating a house, which is full of bedsits. I keep thinking the foreman is arriving, as all I can hear is the jangling of keys. I guess in bedsit land, it fits. Sorry, I forget your name. Oh yes, I remember you. You cleaned your teeth on my toothbrush after you'd been sick on my cat. Sunny forecasts. You said you were a virgin, which was verging on the ridiculous, with your overnight doggy bag. Next day, today in fact, the weather looked overhung. At least I wasn't hungover. I took Rover for a walk and hoped to talk to someone nearer what I want. From the depths to the surface. My complete works at your leisure. For you, darling, are my exquisite pleasure. Here come the flood tides of thought. Are you ready to go surfing? If you book in at my hotel, I'll grant you wishes from the well. I guess you could say I'm under your spell. Not tonight, Josephine. For hundreds of years now, Napoleon has been standing behind the famous screen with the words, "Not tonight, Josephine." Making a comeback. Mother stood screaming at the door, you drunk and driving off, determined to drink more. And now, years later, I hear a noise and I think, is that you coming back home? And I don't mean Mother. Jewish proverb. I could do with a man Friday, and it's Saturday. Universal proverb. When clear water runs through your brush, then you know it's clean. But you never know. A piranha is more likely to be involved in a drama than a banana. Sometimes, the first hungry look is franker than the blank ones that follow. Our most passionate moment. You never called round as you said you would, and after that, I felt rather flat, so I went out and had a wonderful time and got as pissed as a rat. Through thick and thin, you are something else, darling, and I'd like you to know I think so. The neighbours next door have split up since they coupled up with another, say no more. There's a drunk being sick on the corner of the street. When can we meet? 10-5-86. Last night I had the most gorgeous dream. I opened the window of the room I was in. I think Andrew Heard was with me. I was absolutely delighted and overjoyed at the gorgeous golden sky, full of the joys and hopes and life the sun brings, the songs of the birds. It was a truly ecstatic feeling. Ah, to fulfill this, I thought. Get your own. I'd like to share this with you, but I haven't got enough, so tough. Total eclipse of the fun. I said I wanted a breath of spring, not a breath of spring onion. Vignette of a long life. He was too small for his shoes, old, toothless, and talking to himself as he walked through the tube. Smoky atmosphere. In I went fresh, out I came smoked. Read till you bleed. This watch keeps winding me up. Why? It keeps going wrong. Boy goes fishing, hoping for a bite. Girl goes shopping, hoping for delight. 1, 2, 3. Have a cup of tea.
Well, I think that might be the end of that recording. I can still hear the sort of tape hiss going on in the background. And in theory, there's supposed to be a minute and a half left, but perhaps it just runs to the end of the tape. So that was David Robiliard from a book called The Yes-No Quality of Dreams, which comes with this CD, which... it's described as having two sides, side A and side B, but I suppose that was the cassette. The cassette, of course. The CD doesn't have sides. Well, it does have sides, but you know what I mean. And a common thread in Robiliard's poems, especially those reworked as paintings, is the portrayal of himself as a man let down by love. Old flames are dead matches. Entire verses offer themselves up as exacerbated sighs. In his own words, we uncover a dreamer, not an angry young man, but one whose sense of activism is to out his inability to be fulfilled. Okay, so perhaps a bit more Robiliard later. Robiliard being spelt like billiard, with R-O in front of it, and by complete coincidence, as often happens to me, when I was in Brussels, I came across a CD by someone called André Robillard. Only the I is missing to make it Robiliard, but André Robiliard is an entirely different artist. He was had his show had his stuff being shown in the in an outsider art museum, something to do with art on the margins, I think it was called, outsider art and art on the margins on something called the High Street or Rue de Haut, or however you say it in Flemish. And very interesting stuff, great little show there. It seems to be a permanent museum devoted to outsider art, and André Robiliard, or Robillard, his room exhibited sort of weapons made out of literally junk that you would find on the street. It's quite hard to describe it, but literally thrown away stuff which he then assembled to look like kind of ray guns or rifles, you know, with a sort of fake plastic triggers and stuff. Like the stuff that children might make, I suppose, but these were sort of held together with tape. Anyway, it was a CD by André Robillard called Tuer la Misère, which I think means kill the misery or to kill the misery or death of the misery. And so I'm going to play a few tracks from that CD, which are also sort of what might be called vocal explorations. Yeah.
Le maréchal, Tukhov, commandant en chef de la 8e armée soviétique, a lancé un Spoutnik autour de la Terre à 28 500 km à l'heure. Bruno Boho Grau, Nevesine Stenistrop, Rina Padekistro, Nevausto, Borroco, Senigi, Breno, Coravain Swap, Borgavaus, Tempin Perob, the Genef, Prestor of Tauk, the Frock, and Vilicot of Abda, Yoda, Yon, Yogamarov, Sidwell, Gorgorovaki, Stropravotion. Bono, Bonocarop, Stopro, Benestrop, I could do that,
Yeah, well, that's one track by André Robillard and Les Endimanchés. So in some tracks, he's obviously accompanied by something or someone. Also from Belgium are the Wild Classical Music Ensemble, a name totally unknown at its introduction. Where did they fetch it from? Instantly, the floor falls silent when the four mentally retarded musicians, Johan, Lin, Kim and Rudy, together with their artistic mentor and drummer, Boy Damien, all ill at ease, clear their way among drums, trumpets, violins, melodica, samplers and an electric guitar. Concentration, suspense, beads of sweat, a sigh, a cough, and then the scream. For over 40 minutes, they are pouring a source of punk, rock, noise, and free music all over the audience. So, the Wild Classical Music Ensemble. I'll probably just intersperse tracks by them with some more André Robillard and perhaps a bit more David Robillard later. We shall see.
Oh. Oh.
Le maréchal Krenko, commandant en chef de la puissance soviétique, qui a lancé un Spoutnik à 28 500 km à l'heure autour de la Terre. Bon,
Yeah!
played hard to get at the wrong moment, honey. And now you soak your pillow instead of biting it. Yes, of course. You're all too shallow. Yes, of course. 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 Course, course, course. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This is a battery interview, and you're not allowed to breathe. You're feeling my thoughts. Yes, of course. This is my peak. Join me next week. Do you like this?
Yeah, you've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and those were tracks by the Wild Classical Music Ensemble from Musics in the Margin. Tu es la misère by André Robillard, A Laison Dimanche, also sort of from the margins, as it were, outsider artist presently showing at the Museum of Outsider Art in Brussels. And we're going to play out with a bit more of David Robillard from the Book of Poems, The Yes-No Quality of Dreams. And one more time, if you like what you hear on Resonance, please do support us by setting up a regular donation. And the annual fundraiser starts on the 1st of February and runs till the 10th of February. So go to the Resonance website where you can find things auctioned off and events, things coming up, all designed to raise money for Resonance. You can find more information from www.williamenglish.com. Thank you.
I'm bored. Now bring me people chased by baddies with no goodies in sight. Now give me monsters in a cave and film the way they behave. Real-life soap operas. In the windows opposite my room live many people, kitchen sink in their room, separate lives. We're all in little cages, like battery hens, perhaps with battery cock and bull stories. Sandra's diary. Sandra had been aware of her father's sneaky habit of reading her diary for over 2 years now, and had created the fantasy that left her most perfectly blameless, which wound the old man up to hysteria. She would include pieces on people he just wouldn't be able to keep tabs on, and say mysterious, ambiguous things like, didn't like being with so-and-so when they were that way that afternoon. I discovered her secret diary by mistake. I hate my husband. A noise outside. Living on the outskirts of affluence is a drag. The roses in your neighbour's windows. The clothes bought in the January sales. The film show you didn't get invited to. An invitation to an evening out drinking cocktails has to be refused, as it's Dutch. So here I am sitting in the window, out of touch. Don't feel blue. There's no use biting your lips or swinging your hips, because the party's over. So microwave goodbye. You've cooked your goose, you've had your chips. Now I'm on the loose. Time to find somebody new. Do you want to know why? Because you're sly and superficial. I want someone up front, so sod off, you runt. Another shaggy dog story. Pouring your heart out to Maureen, Pauline quickly fell asleep. But Maureen stays awake and sneaks another piece of cake. She feels guilty for rotting her teeth in the middle of the night. What next?
Resonance, 104.4 FM.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.